Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is the same as the last time we were together. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 27 through 31.
Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way.
Now, today's devotional reflection: desire the best gifts, yet I will show you a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 reveals that love is the more excellent way. So if the spiritual gifts in chapter 12 are God's bricks, there is a mortar that holds the gifts together. Paul begins chapter 13 by saying, without love, should I exercise the gift of tongues, I am nothing but noisy brass or clanging cymbals. I am null and void if I employ the gift of prophecy without love. Should I have the gift to understand all mysteries but lack love, I will only come across as a know-it-all. I can possess all knowledge, but this gift is useless apart from love. Paul says I can have mountain-moving faith, but faith is vanity devoid of love. Paul increases the intensity, stating, I can give my life, dreams, ambitions, even become a martyr, totally without merit when love is removed from the equation. Someone once said that love is at the root of everything, love or the lack thereof. Our society is proof of what a lack of love produces. Paul understood the significance of love being at the root, love being the mortar. The life application should be evident. Why do I work long hours? Well, any reason short of love, my efforts are in vain. If I say it is because I love my family and want to make life better for others, my long working hours take on value and purpose. Why do I speak into the lives of others? Any reason short of love, my speech becomes void. When my words are seasoned with love, they can become life and assurance to others. How about faith? Why do I share my faith? If I share my faith without love, my sharing is vanity. When I share my faith from a heart of love, it is received more sincerely. If love is not at the root of all our work, if love is not the mortar holding our efforts together, then ours is a miserable, vain existence. Paul is correct. There is a more excellent way. Love is the more excellent way. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.